and WART. All right, very good. Yeah, I may have to see about getting some components and putting at least one together myself. I think I have one in the garage already assembled besides the one I'm currently using, and then I think I have some components that I wanted to build some of my other ones here. And I was thinking, well, some I would sell, but if I heard like a newly licensed ham, I'd say, yeah, here, come on over. I got a new antenna for you. That way you can, you know, have a little bit of an advantage. You know, you have to get your own coax or anything like that, but get a decent antenna to use, because that's kind of the way that I started, and that wasn't the best way. It's kind of what I'm kind of currently doing, operating, as we kind of maybe put it, extra class portable, up an HT and a rubber ducky, which the rubber ducky is just about a dummy load. So, yeah, I was telling another friend of mine, you might know him too, KC8JO, that yes, that would sure be a big improvement for myself here, just to get a external antenna, but then maybe something with more power from a mobile, because I'm just using the DM32 currently. So I'd like to maybe see about getting, I was trying to do some comparisons, but I found some info for some of the Motorola models, the 4550 to 5550. So I'm going to see what the 5550s might go for online and see if it's kind of worth it to me. It did sound like they had a little bit of an advantage for audio, so I have to find out maybe how big of an advantage, or if it's just something that's there or not. But the other thing I wanted to ask you too, Paul, I've been over to the Porcupine Mountains, and I think I recall it taking me about 16 hours to get back down here to the Detroit metro area. So I'm just kind of curious, how far away were you to make it from to Hancock in 10 hours? Because you must have been flying if you were as far as I was. back to you, Paul.